His Holiness Bhakti Vikash Maharaj enlightened us with a very profound spiritual wisdom. He made so many wonderful points which we should think about and try to adopt very, very sincerely. Out of that, I thought that one point is very important, and I thought that I will elaborate on that point. Maharaj just mentioned that, you want me to speak in Hindi? Okay. Because there are quite a few people who don't understand Hindi, so how many of you will have difficulty understanding English? Please raise your hand. So it seems most of you will be able to. How many of you will be comfortable with English? Okay, fine. So the point that I thought of emphasizing on and elaborating on is the point that Maharaj made, that very soon there will be a spiritual revolution starting from India. The whole world is actually in a very critical condition. And although people are trying, although people are, especially the leaders and the governments, are spending lots of money to try to solve the problems, but they haven't been able to solve the problems, and they'll never be able to solve the problems. The only solution to all those problems is not material. The real solution to the problem is actually spiritual. All the problems have been caused because of the lack of spiritual understanding and lack of spiritual involvement. That's why it is very important that we recognize the problems and try to solve them. When does a revolution take place? Do you know when a revolution happens? When there is an acute crisis, when people suffer intensely, when they see that there is no other way out of it, that is the time a revolution takes place. Because people become so desperate that they want to change their situation. There has been French Revolution. There has been Russian Revolution. In this way, there has been many political revolutions in the world. But in the recent past, in America, there had been a revolution. And that was a spiritual revolution. In the mid-16th, the youth of America was totally disillusioned, in spite of having an intense material success, in spite of having everything that money could buy. The youth of America became extremely disappointed. The youth of America became extremely frustrated. They completely, out of the frustration, out of the total frustration, they wanted to get a way out of it. And that is the time a movement started in America that is called the counterculture. Or they were looking for a positive alternative. The youth of America at that time was looking for a positive alternative. And in order to find that positive alternative, they gave up their usual life. The young boys and girls from very affluent families very rich families, they left home and they came to the streets. They left home, they were living on the streets. They rejected that affluent American society because they realized that in that material affluence, there is no real happiness. That's why we are searching for a positive alternative. I mean, our two godbrothers here, Basu Ghosh Prabhu and Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, they are actually a product of that revolution. They were young, they were coming from wealthy families, but they were not happy. Why? Because although materially they got everything, comfortable life, easy way to fulfill their desires, but their hearts were empty. Their mind was dissatisfied. So they realized that actually what we need is the satisfaction of the heart and the joy of the heart. That money cannot buy. And that is how the hippie movement started in America. They were searching, but they were also going in a wrong way. They thought that they will get that happiness out of taking drugs and having free sexual indulgence. But they became even more miserable. At that time, Srila Prabhupada went to America. How many of you know when Srila Prabhupada went to America? Please raise your hands. Okay. Srila Prabhupada went to America in 1965. When this counterculture movement in America was in its peak, thousands upon thousands of young Americans left home and they were just leading a very, very bohemian and carefree life. They left home, they were wandering in search of something that they didn't know. And then Srila Prabhupada went. A 70-year-old man from India. And he didn't have any money. He just went with only 40 rupees in his pocket. In America, you can't even buy a breakfast with 40 rupees. So Srila Prabhupada, in such uncertainty, Srila Prabhupada went to America. He didn't know anybody. He didn't know where he would stay. But he felt the need to spread this message of the Vedas, the essence of the Vedic culture, and spread it throughout the world in order to solve the problem of this world. And Srila Prabhupada went to America. After 1 year of intense struggle, Srila Prabhupada established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Mind you, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and a 70-year-old man is starting a spiritual movement in America in a very small little setup, a storefront, just a shop. In a shop, Srila Prabhupada actually first set up his temple, just a small little storefront. But he named it as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people, those who are following Srila Prabhupada at that time, asked Srila Prabhupada, why are you calling it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness? Who will understand who is Krishna? Rather, you call it the International Society for God Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said, no. I have come here to make them understand that Krishna is God. They speak about God, but they do not know who God is. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada went there to make them understand who God is. And he that can make them understand that Krishna is their God. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And when Srila Prabhupada went there, although Srila Prabhupada didn't have any means, Prabhupada's vision was clear. Prabhupada could see all the way into the future. Prabhupada knew what would happen, that there would be a spiritual revolution all over the world. There will be hundreds of temples, there will be thousands and thousands of devotees of Krishna. There will be many books, many farm communities, many schools, all kinds of things that would happen. When Prabhupada was alone one day, alone in America, didn't have any means, didn't know where he would stay, one day Srila Prabhupada was walking in a park, and he was